Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, it's that special time of the week. It's our time.
It's my time of the week.
Yeah, it's your time of the week, Riggins.
I hate that.
It's your time of the week. Uh-huh. Riggins' time of the week is sponsored by Tico Socks.
Yeah, it's the most eco-friendly outdoor brand on the planet. They make great socks. Whatever your adventure, running, hiking, skiing, tjriggins.com/deals to save 15% on your Tico Socks order.
Tico. Riggins' time of the week is the week in review song. And it's new every Friday with fresh material from what went on in the week with the show and pop culture. Ladies and gentlemen, Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Wicked got 10 Oscar nominations, a three-hour musical, a roll of the dice. Remember, Rob said it was just okay, and then proceeded to watch it twice. Amelia Perez led the way with 13 Oscar nominations. When all was said and done, it's described as a Spanish language musical crime film, and I think I missed this one. TJ's guest hosting an afternoon radio show. He was incredible as a solo host. So if potential employers are listening, I can bag groceries better than most. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Oreos is collaborating with Post Malone. They want his help to create some goodies. As Kanye says, I like some Post Malone songs. What the hell's he know about cookies? Today is National Compliment Day. It's always in January or December. I want to give Lindsay a compliment. Her forehead isn't as big as I remember. It's also National Peanut Butter Day. Peanut butter is just the best. I prefer it spread on a cracker or microwaved and poured all over my chest. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Velveeta introduced to-go packets of liquid cheese. Cheese on the go. Your cheese on the go problem is now solved. I don't want to say what I would do with this. Let's just say macaroni is not involved. Lindsay is trying to find Rob a wife. She's calling and texting him every day. He's thinking, if this is what it takes for a wife, I think I'd rather be gay. Rob says he disconnects from his phone every weekend without fail. I don't disconnect on the weekends because I don't live on the Oregon Trail. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Nice.
Thank you.
And that would have been great for Lindsay to be here to hear if she hadn't have overslept. And
yeah.
Now she just posted a picture that her gas gauge is almost to the empty.
Oh, no. She posted that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, you can't do that. Get to work.
Don't take the time to post stuff.
No, don't do that.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, how are your relatives handling the unusual snowfall that they received down in Louisiana this past week?
I guess fine. I think everything shut down. I don't know if it still is or not, but I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
My niece and nephew, Jody's sister's kids, they're twins, and I think they're too old now to go play in the snow and all that.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of that. Now my brother-in-law Chuck, he's probably out in it doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy in Texas who learned a very hard lesson this week. He's 33 years old. He's got a 5-year-old little girl, and they don't get a lot of snow in Texas. So he said, I've always wanted to have her experience snow. So this is her first snow. We're going to go have fun in it. He decides he wants to help her build a snowman. Mm-hmm. And he has the funniest post this week. I thought it'd be a good bonding experience. I gathered up all the supplies. I got a carrot for the nose and I got a hat. I was not prepared. I almost vomited. I was working so hard. I had a blast, but about halfway through building it, ready to vomit, I was sweating under three layers of clothes, and even the kid was worn out at the end. But the real fallout is today. Everything hurts. I feel like I just started weightlifting. My legs and my back are screaming, and my daughter is all sore too. Now everybody's commenting like, yeah, you got to be prepared. You want to build a snowman. You're from Texas. Right. Dealing with snow. They said shoveling snow is one of the most common causes of a heart attack.
It is. Yeah.
When you try to lift the full shovel full of snow, it'll cause a, you know.
Sure. And your metabolism goes up. And if you're not used to exercising and all, you just get out there and you start trying to get that snow off your driveway. It works up. It's a cardio workout that you're probably not ready for.
Exactly.
And along with being basically a weight training as well, with lifting those big shovels full of snow and throwing them and all.
So this 33-year-old guy built a snowman, and he said he is sore from the top of his head down to his toes. And everybody's like, yeah, that's what happens.
But, you know, Texas and Louisiana snow never really stuck together. Yeah. Enough to build a good snowman when I was a kid. It snowed rarely.
Yeah.
But it was usually like a slushy type of ice. So if they got real snow, I bet he had no clue what he was doing out there.
He had no idea. He's like, I got the carrot and the hat and everything. He can't even move today. So my dad talks about, he grew up in Chicago. They'd build tunnels in the snow, and the snow would be so high they would sled off the top of their roof.
Yeah.
You know, in a two-story house. So it's just a different experience. What's something that Northerners wouldn't expect is so hard in the South? I think like skinning an animal, they probably don't have a lot of experience with that. Filet, you know, pulling bones out of a fish. I don't think they know how to do any of that. It's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah. Or even catching fish.
Catching a
fish.
For
a lot of people who aren't Southern.
Yeah. It's not just letting your rod, you know, sit out there for a while. There's a skill to it.
Yeah. I would say, you know, what to do during a tornado.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Great one.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people who aren't Southern always complain about Southerners not being able to drive in the snow. It's just snow. But
we never had it. We don't know how to do it. Sorry.
Yeah. And any opportunity that people from the North who now live in the South can take to try to act superior to the native people of the South. You know, they do that.
Yeah, I don't even take, it's just ignorance. Because, like, we've never done it. Of course we don't know how to drive in the snow. Yeah, we don't get snow.
Yeah.
We don't know.
How you get out of a mud hole in the middle of the woods.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking
for. Do that, Yankee.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, don't forget, you can order my luxurious bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and save a lot. Get 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the code TJ at checkout. 41% off. I was just being, you know, making biting, sarcastic remarks about these people on social medias who do cooking videos, and they'll do, you know, their version of a smash burger or whatever kind of burger. And then they'll say, and then you hit it with my special burger sauce. And the burger sauce is usually mayo, ketchup, mustard, and dill relish. So in other words, mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, and pickles. So
the usual suspects. Yeah,
they act like they're, you know, standing over the stove and creating this delicious reduction sauce or something that goes over the burger. It's just savory, you know, where they thicken beef broth and all this. But it's nothing but the condiments that you'd get on a burger mixed together.
You didn't make anything.
Yeah, my special burger sauce. And then, of course, Rob loves the burger sauce. And thinks it's different than just having the condiments on there. One, because you love relish, but he doesn't like pickles. Pickles are gross because he doesn't like the crunch of the pickle. So I came to the conclusion that Rob likes the baby food version of pickles. where it's relish all chopped up and you know, tiny, and you don't even have to chew it.
Yeah. It's Gerber.
Superior version.
What is the superior version?
The
burger sauce relish. And the pickles and the relish?
And just pickles are, you don't need them. Just use relish. It's fine.
Yeah, he likes it like baby food.
Yeah.
Mashed up.
Right. Put that on the list. Fine, that's what you're saying. That on the list of baby things for Rob.
Goo goo gaga. Goo goo gaga. I like it mashed up.
Yeah. No, I can't take a regular aspirin. I want the chewable kind.
Wowee. What a revelation.
Only, you know, liquid antibiotics for him. Tastes like bubble gum.
Yeah, sure.
You put in one of those big syringes and his mom shoots it up in the back of his mouth.
How's my baby feeling?
I can take 12 pills at a time.
Huh?
I can take 12 pills at a time. That's not a problem.
Well, way to flex. Defendant. Judge. Your Honor, I could take 12 pills at a time if I wanted to.
I've done it before.
Wowee.
So we're making ridiculous remarks about, you know, pretending we think Rob is a baby, and the way he combats it is we're going, hey, I'm a man. I take 12 pills at a time. How many babies you know can do that? Smart at.
That's the mark of a man.
I bet you don't know no babies can take no 12 pills at a time.
Yeah. There's no reason a 39-year-old should be taking 12 pills at a time. I got news for you. Something is amiss. 12 pills.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Oh, man. This is a circus around here. Lindsay just came stumbling in. She was late. She overslept the whole thing. Then the light that shines upon me for the TV stuff, the video stuff, it works during the breaks. And then when we come back on the air, it goes off. Have you noticed that, Riggins? Yeah, it just times it out. Like, as soon as, you know, when we're on the air, it pops off.
What?
And then you mess with it during the break and it stays on the whole time during the break. And then goes right back off whenever we go on the air.
So I'm starting to think maybe it's the wiring, right? Because this is like the third light you've had.
I know. But why would it just, it's all wired together. Y'all's are wired to it as well. Why is it just mine? It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
I mean, obviously.
They're out to get me.
Yeah.
They're always out to get me. Shut me up. Mm-hmm. I knew she wasn't going to come in here without makeup and stuff, though.
Oh, I did it in the car, so I'm not sure what's happening.
While you were driving?
I mean, listen, I don't put on a lot of makeup. I take a brush and I literally swipe it on my cheeks and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my car while I was driving. But I hate being late. I mean, obviously, I hate being late, but I don't like that feeling when I wait. I'm like, what time is it? Where am I? Like, you know, and the fact that I was home, my husband is gone for work and my kids weren't there. So I was like, even more frustrated. I'm like, where is everyone? Like, I'm so confused.
What time did your kids, they went to your mom's?
Yeah. So I dropped them off last night at my parents so that I could work today.
What time was that?
5:30.
Okay, so she had time to go have the whole house to herself, Riggins.
Get in that
tequila. She's in there watching her dang shows and running around drinking tequila.
What's funny is I'm like out of shows right now. Do you ever get in that space where you're like, what am I going to watch? So I get home, it's like 7:30 because I ate dinner and stuff there. I get home, I get in bed, I'm like, I'm going to have a good night's sleep. No one's going to wake me up and say, I had a nightmare about spiders, you know? Like, I'm going to have a good night's sleep. I want to watch a good show, and I'm just sitting there flipping through Netflix. It's been 30 minutes. I'm still looking, and I just turned the TV off. I'm so frustrated.
You don't have a go-to friend that watches a lot and could tell you a lot? We do. Our go-to friend is Jody's friend, Christy. the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how she has time to watch all the stuff she does, but she'll send a list of things. Go, this is what we watched lately. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom.
Really? Is she still a teacher? Yeah.
She's a supervisor now.
Oh.
Yeah. So she, over the other teachers.
She must stay up late and just binge shows. Yeah. No, I've watched pretty much everything my friends, because I texted my friend group. I'm like, give me a show. Everything they've said, I've watched, you know, but.
You know what they said? Oh, my God. Lindsay's on that Taylor again. Yeah.
Have fun, girl.
Husband must be gone. Yeah.
And, you know, I wish that I was late because, like, I didn't get enough sleep or, like, had fun. No, I got, like, 12 hours of sleep.
She said she woke up. Yeah. She was like, I feel like I've been sleeping way too long.
Yeah, like, that's sad, you know.
You know what Jody's mom always says? She's so sweet. She'll go, well, you must have needed it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You had all that sleep. You must have needed it.
That's right. Well, that's true. Okay. That's accurate.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay is going to be upset. I don't know if you've heard this bad news. It's just bad news for you and your travel situation.
Huh.
But there will be no more see-through clothing allowed on Spirit Airlines.
Oh, no. What am I going to do with my mesh outfit?
You know, it's terrible that they have to go into their official rules of the corporation and say, this, we have to specifically put this in our dress code policy that passengers cannot show up wearing mesh tops and pants that you can see through, showing G-strings and all of that.
It's so crazy.
No more sheer tops without a bra. Leave the clear plastic pants at home. And don't even think about wearing your full fishnet bodysuit.
Yeah. Don't think about it.
No.
Your clear pants.
We don't want to see your undies.
Clear plastic pants.
Is that the airline that has like open seat? You don't buy an actual seat?
I don't know.
I think a couple of them do that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Is that
general admission seating?
Yeah, some of them. I know Southwest used to do that. I don't know if they still do, but
God.
They would just, you know, it was actually really good because they wouldn't say first come, first served. They'd put you in a section. They'd say blue section loads now, and then you go in and find a section, a chair in the blue section. It was cool.
Yeah, I like that, but I don't know. On the way to work, I saw a billboard for Spirit, and it said, feels like millions, but it's only tens. Like, yeah, there's no way it feels like millions. Yeah. There's no way.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I mean, if they have enough passengers going through there on a regular basis that have to be told, you can't come in here naked.
Yeah, right.
You know, like what? And if you're the one complaining about the new policy, if you're throwing a fit about it, then you really need to get your life in check.
Yeah.
This is messed up. I just got these pants.
What am I supposed to wear now? But I would almost rather see somebody wearing see-through clothing than pajamas and looking like they just rolled out of bed.
What
not? You know, on a flight, you know, people show up at the airport looking like that. It's just disgusting.
But
have some dignity, you know, get dressed.
Yeah.
But then it's worse because you don't want people having to look at their
unless they have a really good body, and then maybe, you know.
Yeah, even at that, I don't want to see somebody.
Well, true.
You know, dangling for my delight.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, you would have been, I think you would have gotten a little frustrated if you had been, bless you.
Thank you.
If you had been with us at dinner last night. On Thursdays, we have dinner with little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael. And it's either at my house or at a restaurant, and then they come to our house afterwards. So we were at a restaurant last night, and this place that we go only has an outdoor area with a bar and all that kind of stuff, but it's got walls. It's garage doors and stuff that close down over it and all. So we got in there, and we sat down. You seat yourself. So we found the table that we wanted, sat down. We sat there for just a couple of minutes, and the women decided that they could feel a draft because they were sitting right beside one of those glass doors, garage doors. So let's get up. Let's move away from this door. So they had already brought the silverware and everything. So I'm having to get my coat, pick it up, grab the silverware, grab the menus, walk across the restaurant, get at another table. Well, the table that they picked, you know, handsome husband Michael and I were walking behind them, find your table. And they just stopped for like froze. And they go, we're sitting here. Jenny said, we're sitting here. So we sat down at this table and right above us was one of those long heaters.
No.
I mean, just blowing down. Right, and Michael is more hot natured than I am. And this side of my face was, I know it had to be red. And I was just trying to, I even took the menu and held it up to block the heat from coming directly onto my face for a second. And he just sat there like, I don't know what I'm going to do. He had this look on his face like he was about to cry. He's like, I don't know. If, oh my God. Yeah. So I was just about to say, okay, well, y'all sit here and we're going to go back to that other table and we'll meet up with y'all.
Is there a happy medium somewhere?
Yeah. So then they recognized that, you know, that we were on fire. So we got up and moved to another table.
Oh God. So you're going to pick up everything you can.
Uh-huh. These servers are running around like, who's going to take care of them?
Yeah. Yeah. They're this indecisive about their seating.
Yeah. I could just see Riggins going, you know what? I'm going to go.
I would. I think after the second table move, I'm out.
Yeah. This isn't going to work for me.
I got to go. Yeah. Wow. Oh, what a scene.
I know. Yeah.
See, I'd rather be drafty than sweating.
Oh, my God. And it wasn't even a sweat. It was a fire. Like, if they put you at a table right next to the fireplace at Cracker Barrel, that's what it would have felt like.
You're, like, in the fire.
Yeah, it's just like, right down.
It's a restaurant with garage doors. Of course it's crazy in there. Of course it's horrible seating.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Ford is the top trending topic at the moment. They're recalling 272,000 Broncos and Mavericks due to a power problem that can cause the vehicles to stop unexpectedly or fail to start. Said it's caused by a battery made by the Camel Battery of China. It says it has internal manufacturing defects, including weld failures, that can cause open circuits. They said there's no reports of accidents, but 270,000 vehicles that you've made have a problem. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating and all, but I would rather, if I got to pick one of the two problems, I'd rather have the won't start problem than the stop suddenly problem.
Right.
I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. You're just motoring along. Like, and all this. Kind of scary. So you're going to have to check out the manufacturer's website to see if your vehicle is affected. Billy Ray Cyrus is trending today because two people in his family have spoken out saying their family's really worried about him. His son, Trace, said people are genuinely worried in the family. And also his ex-wife, Fire Rose.
Yeah.
She's saying this, what you saw at the during the inauguration, Billy Ray Cyrus's disastrous performance is something that I've seen for a long time. I didn't realize they were attributing that act to him being drunk. I thought it was like an audio problem.
Oh, I don't know. I heard people talking about it, but I've gotten to where anything about Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, I don't dislike him or anything.
You're kind of tuned out.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to top his and Fire Rose's messy divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, so how are we going to go at that? And then she's just like trying to get her nose in it. Yeah. See.
Right.
You know, she's looking for, validation or whatnot.
Yeah. Well, with the name Fire Rose, I don't expect anything less.
Maybe not. Today is Beer Can Appreciation Day and the history of the beer can. I appreciate the beer more than the beer can, I'll be honest. I don't care if it's in a can or in a bottle or in an ice cold glass. I like the beer.
I like the can outside. You know, in the summer, and in the bottle when I'm being, you know, civil inside.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the draft at all? Some people are weird about draft.
Yeah, I used to not like draft that much, but I really do like it now.
Yeah, drink it faster. Oh, man, when you're sweating and you're hot and you got an ice cold draft beer in a cold glass, it just goes down. It's so good once it hits your throat. It's so good. So National Beer Can Appreciation Day. I noticed something about Lindsay's social online presence yesterday that was absolutely shocking. And we'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I'm lying in bed last night and I'm scrolling through Instagram like I do every night. And I come upon an ad for McDonald's and it's like, you know, try the sausage McMuffin with egg. And which is one of my favorite all-time breakfast sandwiches. I love the sausage McMuffin with egg and that slice of cheese. I think it's so good. But I'm looking at this ad and then right below it, it says, followed by Lindsay Bloom, which is her name on it. Why are you following McDonald's on Instagram? What are you getting out of McDonald's on Instagram?
Am I following McDonald's?
Yes.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why it dealt it to me. I was like, why is Lindsay following McDonald's?
I don't know. So that's very fun.
I went through her other followers. TJ, guess if Lindsay follows this account or not.
Oh, okay. Fun game.
Good one.
TJ, does Lindsay follow NASA on Instagram?
No.
That is correct.
I'm looking at you like, you better say no.
Does Lindsay follow Mr. Beast on Instagram?
Yes.
She does.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I didn't start until y'all talked about him the other day. I don't even know who that is. Y'all talked about him, and then I was like, I guess I'll follow him.
Yeah, that's what I figured that we were talking about him the other day.
Does Lindsay follow Paula Deen on Instagram?
Yes.
No.
No?
She does not. Does Lindsay follow Palm Beach Tan on Instagram?
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Okay, I was like, I hope I did. I used to endorse him. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, TJ. Okay. TJ, does Lindsay follow Microsoft on Instagram?
No.
That is correct. Yeah. TJ, does Lindsay follow Panera on Instagram?
Yes.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Oh. That's kind of surprising. White girls love
Panera. Well, I go a lot for those smoothies for them kids that are overpriced.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe she did so she get coupons or something.
Yeah. TJ, does Lindsay follow Carson Daly on Instagram?
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, she does.
Okay, good. I've been following his depression anxiety journey, and I love him.
Really?
Yes, he's opened up about it recently. And
Yeah.
You know who's really good friends with him? Used to work for him? Angie, who used to be the girl on our show.
That everyone misses that I get compared to constantly. I'm like, well, how long ago was that?
As in, like when people say, you'll never be Angie.
Yeah.
You call that a comparison?
Thank you.
I'm kidding.
All right, now this one could go either way, and I'll just leave you with this one. TJ, does Lindsay follow the Quad City DJs?
I hope so.
No.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Come on, ride the train. Why do you follow the Quad City
We did a halftime performance with them when I was a lady. Well, Lady Cat. People don't know what the Bobcats are anymore. But we did a thing, and we followed them.
Okay.
Tagged them.
The Quad City.
Yeah.
They call it the train.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.